Blog Talk Radio.
Because God's trying to tell you I'm going to do it this week. Run, mama, run. That's it. Prophesy. I got to preach. I ain't got a whole lot of time. But will you push your name and tell him God said he's going to do it this week? God said he's going to do it this week. Okay, y'all. Come on, get your Bible. Let's turn our attention to the screen. I don't have a whole lot of time. I ain't got a whole lot of time, y'all know. You taking too long. If you was going to shout, you should have shouted by now. Come on. Come on, Tyra Hill. I got to get out of here. I got 18 minutes. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 32. I just got a conviction in my spirit that the longer it takes me to praise, the longer it takes God to do what I asked him to do. But if I praise God quick, I believe God gonna respond. See, some of y'all still waiting on your flesh. You still waiting on your mind to catch up with your spirit. You got to make your... You got to call your mind subject to your spirit. I don't care what it looks like. The man of God said it's gonna happen this week. If God didn't want you to hear it, he'd have let you overslap. You in the room because God wanted you to hear me say, I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it this week. Come on. I'm going to do it this week. Talking, that's okay. Don't say nothing. Don't say nothing then. Just stand up in here and look cute. Don't say nothing. You're going to have to wait another week, but I'm decreeing and declaring what I've been waiting on God to do, it's going to happen. Push your neighbor, tell him you better say something and get off my road. You better say something. God's going to do it. Come on. Hebrews. Y'all so rebellious. Sit down, please. Sit down. Come on, tell your friend to sit down. You didn't wait it this long. You can wait another week. You can wait to June. You didn't wait it this long. Just you ain't in no rush. You ain't. I got some demons I need God to kill this week. I got some devils I need God to deal with. Somebody said before I leave this building, I got some... Y'all all in my time, but I need somebody to scream like by the time you get in your car. Y'all excuse me, but I feel the Holy Ghost. Somebody praise him. I feel that in my spirit. By the time you get in your car, whatever you want to do, Jesus. However you want to fix it, Lord. Yeah. Come on, let's go. I feel churchy and I got to preach some of y'all. Some of y'all don't need a breakthrough. You just came to get a word. I'm sorry. I'm sorry, but it's about 326 of y'all that say, I need a breakthrough. come on, get your Bible. You need a... Get your Bible.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Worldwide Gospel Connection. It is Women's Day Thursday, and I'm excited about the word on today. Get your pen and papers ready. The woman of God has a word just for you on today. We're going to go to a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back.
K-Classic.
In my shine. They try to break me, try to take me out, but I got Jesus on my side. So bad I thought it would die, but ain't no power stronger than the one that came and laid down his life. And I got mountains to climb, but the enemy can't stop me, cause there's a calling on my life. So when I'm crying, don't last too long, cause he gon' step in and make it alright.
Control. Again, welcome. It is Women's Day Thursday. I'm excited. The devil has been busy, but God is King of Kings and Lord of Lords. No matter what's going on or what you're fighting, keep pushing through. In spite of the hail, the storm, the rain, the tornado, the hurricane, I'm putting all of it out there. Keep pushing through. Remember, God is not the author of confusion. He will always have your back in spite of what you see. Just want to give a shout-out to all the countries that are listening in. Of course, the United States, Paris, Japan, South Korea, India, Ireland, Portugal, Jamaica, Netherlands, Canada, Brazil, Ghana, Nigeria, Zimbabwe, South Africa, China, Hong Kong, Germany, Bulgaria, Russia, Mexico, the United Kingdom, and Italy. Thank you guys for tuning in. No, we know that you can't openly praise God in some of these countries, but guess what? We are interceding and praying on this side of the globe for you. You're not in a fight by yourself. You're not alone in this. Don't let the enemy continue to have you thinking that you're alone. You're not. You have people on this side praying, pushing, and encouraging you as much as possible. Remember, iron sharpens iron. No one left behind. The Bible says a just man falls 7 times. But it's not about the times him falling down. It's about him getting back up, getting position, and standing on the word of God. That's what it's about, people of God. Okay, you're going through. It's okay. Hold your head up. Trust God and know who he is and know who he is in you. Don't worry about what they say about you. That's irrelevant. God doesn't care about what you did last night, nor this morning. Just surrender to him. Not saying it's going to be easy, but remember, having faith size of a mustard seed can move mountains. Isn't that mind-blowing how God loves you just that much that you can move mountains? The scripture for this morning is Psalms 37 and 1. Do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. Psalms 37 and 1. Do not fret because of those who are evil or be envious of those who do wrong. I'm going to go ahead and finish. And 2 says, for the like the grass, they will be cut, they will soon wither, and like the green plants, they will soon die away. Psalms 37, 1 and 2. Do not fret because of those who are evil, or be envious of those who do wrong. For like the grass, they will soon wither, and like the green plants, they will soon die away. Father, God, we ask you to come on this morning and have your way on the show. Less of the woman of God and more of you. It's about kingdom business. And we are honored to praise and worship you. Continue to guide us and bless us in the direction you want us to go. We'll continue to honor you and give you praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak or if you need prayer. You must press 1 in order for me to know that you want to speak to the guests or if you need prayer. Remember, this is a no judgment zone. We're here to encourage, inspire, uplift you. You're not by yourself. You're not by yourself. The enemy wants you to think that. But I'm here to tell you, when you open your eyes after you thank God for waking you up yet another day, you put your heaven and salvation on immediately. And get ready to fight because the devil's mad because you woke up praising God instead of praising him. Yes, he's upset, but don't focus on him. Focus on what you see straight ahead. We're going to a musical break, and we'll be back. Remember, the number is 563-999-3628. Press 1 to speak, or if you had, need prayer.
He saw the best in me. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight that he saw the best in me. I guess I'm the only one that got this testimony. When everyone else around me could only see the worst in me. Can I tell y'all one more time? I said he saw the best in me. When everyone else around could only see the worst in me. I wish I had a witness tonight. All I need is one. Hey!
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah.
When everyone else around
me,
could only see the worst in me.
Does anybody have that testimony? When fuck walks you off,
said you would never make it. What did he see?
He saw the best in me.
When everyone else around me, yeah. Oh.
When everyone else
around me,
could only see the worst in me.
Can I tell y'all one more thing? I just need to tell you one more thing. Listen to this. See, he's mine, and I am his. It doesn't matter what I feel. He only sees me for who I am. Does anybody know that tonight? Oh, oh, oh. See, he is mine, and I am his. Said it doesn't matter what I did. See, he only sees me for who I am.
Amount to anything. Said that you would never end up being anywhere. But Myron, tell him one more time. What did he see?
He saw the best.
When mama said you would never be nothing. When aunties and uncles said that you would never amount to anything. When daddy didn't come home anymore. He didn't look at you and say that you weren't going to make it. God looked at you and what did he see? What did he see?
He saw the best.
Is there anybody here tonight that's so very thankful that God did not write you off, that he did not throw you away, that he picked you up?
Listen to this, y'all. I love this. I love this. See, he's mine, and I'm his. It doesn't matter what I did. but he only sees me for who I am. Ooh, Lord, yeah. He's mine and I am his. It doesn't matter what I did, he only sees me who I am. Sing it one time, we're gonna go past it. He is mine, oh, oh, oh.
He's mine and I'm his.
Ooh.
It doesn't matter what I did,
he only sees me for who I am.
He only sees me for who I am.
And the reason why he sees me for who I am, because he created me in his image and his likeness. He's mine.
He's mine.
I am his.
I'm his.
It doesn't matter what I need.
It doesn't matter what I did.
He only sees me.
He only sees me for who I am.
He saw the best.
He saw the best.
Can I make you put your phone down? Mountains are still being moved. Strongholds are still being moved. Now I believe. Now I can see that wonders are still what you do. Bodies are still being raised. Giants are still being slain. Now I believe, 'cause now I can see that wonders are still what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. We are here for you. Come and do what you do. You got it. Set our hearts on you. Come and do what you do. You'll say, 'cause we need a move. We need a move.
Let me do that verse again, baby. And bodies are still being raised.
Oh,
Something to me, y'all. Y'all have it with me. It just hit me. People of God, you need to understand. You must have the intimacy with Yeshua and God. Because the way things are going in the world today, we know Meemaw and Big Mom used to say all the time that Jesus is on his way back. And if you turn on your television, my God, you will see the signs and wonders that's coming out on the atmosphere, in the atmosphere. It is serious now. You can't go to God thinking you're going to be saved off of Meemaw and Big Mama prayers, honey. You got to know him for yourself. You have to stand in front of him by yourself. Yes, she prayed for you. Yes, she covered you. But you have to have that relationship with the Father for yourself. That's what you need to do. My question is, are you ready? Remember when Jesus healed the demon-possessed boy? That's Matthew 17 and 16. I'm going to read it real quick. It said, when they came to the crowd, and a man approached Jesus and knelt before him. Lord, have mercy on my son, he said. He has seizures and is suffering greatly. He often falls into the fire or into the water. I brought him to your disciples, but they could not heal him. You unbelieving perversion of generation, Jesus replied, how long shall I stay with you? How long shall I put up with you? Bring the boy here to me, Jesus rebuked the demon, and it came out of the boy, and he was healed at that moment. Then his disciples came to Jesus in private and asked, why couldn't we drive him out? Now check this out. He replied, because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you, if you have faith size of a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing will be impossible for you. My question is this morning, how big is your faith? Do you have faith size for mustard seed? Are you truly believing and standing on the word of God? Are you just going by and by, believing what someone else says, listening to what someone else tell you? Have you studied the six books of the Bible for yourself, from Genesis to Revelation, not Genesis to Psalms or Proverbs, or Mark, Matthew, Acts, that's it, maybe Luke? You need to know all 66 books of the Bible. If you haven't, start. Start with the scripture a day. You can't save nobody if you're not saved for yourself. How can you tell somebody that God loves you and that you can change if you haven't changed? You still walk in the filth you've been walking in. See, I can talk about Kashima so you can stay saved and sanctified in the church. No, I'm going to be real with it. God saved me. He can definitely save you. Nobody's perfect. The reason why Jesus was able to pull out the possessed demon, I have to say it a specific way, because he knew who he was. Do you know who you are? Can you pray something out someone? Or would the Spirit come and latch onto you? Are you truly anointed, or you just want the name and forget about the work you have to go through with the name? Is your faith a little? I dare you get in front of a congregation and your faith is, you have no faith. Not just a little faith, but no faith. Just a dot of faith can move mountains. A dot. That's a pen on a piece of paper and you just tap it. That's the size of a mustard seed. How can you push somebody to their destiny and drive them to their purpose if you don't believe in that destiny or their purpose? Now, check this out. Some people don't want you to get where you are going to be. Some people don't want you to elevate. Some people want you to stay in their position as they think below them. Remember, the enemy already seen your future. He knows what you're capable of once you completely surrender to Christ. He know who you are. But the question is, do you know who you are? When you finally understand who you are, I'm here to tell you, woman of God, you'll start seeing with your spiritual eyes and not your regular eyes. I say that all the time. It's a difference. You can have 20/20 vision and still be blind. Yeah, I said it. I did. And I'm not taking it back. Sorry, not sorry. But think about it. They ask you to come pray for somebody, but you can't even pray for yourself. No, I'm good. I don't need you touching me. I'm very picky about who touched me and prayed for me and my husband and my family. No, because everybody that's praying for you is not really praying for you. They're praying on you. It's a difference. I say this all the time for a reason. You must know the difference in P-R-A-Y, P-R-E-Y. You must know the difference. I dare you have a little faith and trust in God. He woke you up this morning. Not that clock. Not your phone, not the kids, not the coffee. My Father woke you up. In this season, people want the titles. They want to be called bishops and apostles and pastors and ministers and evangelists and missionaries. But how good is your knees? When's the last time you laid out in front of Jesus? I know he's not in front of you physically. But you know what I mean. If you're those who don't know what I mean, when was the last time you laid out with just you and God? Talking to him for yourself. Again, for yourself. You want things to change? What work have you done to have things to change in your life? Are you still in that same position? Are you still in that, oh, it's we, I don't know what to do? The same thing happening. You're not trusting God. You're faking. Can't fake for so long. You can't ride the fence, sweetheart. You can't be hot and cold all the time. You have to make a decision. Hell is enlarging daily. There's no discrimination going to hell. He don't care who you are or who you think you are. He just want to knock you off track so you can go to hell and join him. But I'm here to tell you there's a way to get to heaven. Establish that relationship with God. Study the word for yourself. Now, I'm not saying it's going to be easy. No. No, I'm not saying that. I'm not going to say you're going to have all good days. No, I'm not saying that neither. You must go through the storm in order to see the rainbow. Knowing the Bible says it's going to be easy? Absolutely not. But I guarantee you, day by day, it will get better. Yes, we've all been through something. Okay, hold your head up. Stick your chest out. Walk boldly, woman of God. You was built for this. People come to you to tell you their problems because that's your calling. It's to be a listening ear and giving sound counsel. Now, wait a minute. Everybody can't be a listening ear because there are some messy folks in the kingdom. I'm going to say this again for the ones in the back who didn't hear me. There are some messy folks in the kingdom. That's when you ask God for discernment to show you who you can go to and talk to that's going to keep between you, them, and God. And not pick up the phone and say, girl, guess what happened? See, now, in this season, I'm not fooling with that. I'm not having that in this season like I did before. I'm not pacifying nobody's feelings because nobody's going to pacify Kashima's. Again, I'm going to talk about me. So you can say save and sit in the church. Because I can talk about Kashima better than anybody else can. You don't know what I've been through. You don't know what I had to conquer to get where I am today. It's not easy being an apostle's wife. It's not easy being a pastor. It's not easy being a midwife. It's not easy being a prayer warrior. We all go through hell. If they tell you they not, they lying to you. Yes, I did say that. They're lying to you. Many are called, but a few are chosen. But when you're chosen, you go through extra hell than the many. The many want to be seen and always recognized and having people cater to them. I'm not catering to you. Cater to the word of God. This is about kingdom business here at the Ob House and on Worldwide Gospel Connection. This is no joke. Your life depends on it. Your children's lives depends on it. Their children and their children's lives depend on you getting right and breaking generational curses. If you don't know how, message me. And I will show you the steps to take. Because I'm a generation breaker in my family. I can speak about Kashima again. I'm the first author in my family. I'm the first woman pastor, soon to be an apostle in my family. I'm the first woman with multiple businesses in my family. That's mind-blowing to me that I made those steps to break generation curses in my family. I will be a multimillionaire. My children will be able to leave their jobs and run our business so Apostle Knock can maneuver and do what we need to do for the body of Christ. Everybody say they like-minded, but trust me, they're not. That's when you need to look through your spiritual eyes and for God can show you who a person really is. You remember the song back in the day where it said backstabbers? That's real. It's worse in the kingdom of God. Excuse me, in the kingdom, because God is not the author of confusion. Men are. Don't get it twisted. Men are. And women. Adultery is still real. That hasn't changed. Are you seeing what's going on in the world? Are you prepared to fight? Not just physically, but spiritually. Spiritual warfare is real, people of God. This is no joke. Almost our whole entire church has been attacked this week. You don't think the enemy is mad? Who cares about homeboy? We don't. We're going to keep pushing and keep pushing and keep delivering the word of God just the way he tells us to. We just picked up Italy. I know he mad at us, but he'll be okay. We was built for this. But are you preparing yourself to be built for this walk? Yes, everybody's not a pastor. Everybody's not a minister. Everybody's not an evangelist. Everybody's not an apostle, nor bishop, and that's okay. But you do have a word in your belly for someone to hear. We say this all the time. Get on somebody that's going to pour into you. And they're walking and talking the same thing. Now, this is very critical in this walk. It's a lot of amateurs in there. It's a lot of people with masks on that's not doing the will of God, but want the benefits. That doesn't line up. Women of God, yeah, you've been through things. You're going through domestic violence. Reach out. We have people that can help you get out of that. And as well as men. Men go through the same thing. I don't know why people think it's hard that men don't go through domestic violence. They do. But now in this season, it's time for you to stand up and take back what the devil had taken from you. We need to show our girls, women of God, that you don't have to deal with that. See, I can talk about it because I'm a domestic violence overcomer because I went through that. I teach my daughters, you don't have to stay in that position. You don't have to stay there. You're beautiful and wonderfully made by God, not him. He didn't make you, God did. You don't have to stay in that predicament and get belittled and beat up and talked about and mistreated. Absolutely not. Yes, you're going to have to lose some things. This life fantasy, so you got to lose to win sometime. Are you willing to lose to win? Ask yourself that question. You have children in this. You got to pay attention to your girls. And you also have to teach your sons. I have to teach my son, you don't put your hand on a woman. That's unacceptable, and I'm not raising penitential material men. I told my sons that growing up. And I told my daughters I wasn't raising baby makers. The high school diploma, you owe me that. And I got it. Now, they're all business owners doing good. Not saying it was easy. No, absolutely not. But when you had a calling on your life, when you're chosen, again, you go through some hell of a warfare. You go through more than what the many do. And, yeah, I know I keep saying it, but I'm saying it for a reason. Woman of God, God can use you. Don't ever think that God cannot use you to deliver his word. I got criticized for that. I don't care what they think about me. I'm worried about what God think about me. Because when I get in front of him, I want to hear, well done, my good and faithful servant. Not depart from me. I don't want to hear, absolutely not. So, of course, I'm going to study and pray and push, even if I don't want to. I'm going to continue to push and deliver his word. Just the way he tell me, not the way you think I should. No, I didn't go to theology school. No, I haven't been preaching 15, 20 years. No, but that does not mean that I cannot deliver his word. Just because I don't deliver it the way you think I should. You didn't make Kashima. God made Kashima. They didn't make you. God made you. Remember, so what they talking about you? They talk about Jesus Christ, but he still died on Calvary for you and I. Be like the one with the issue of blood. Touch the hem of his garment. But for me, I might jump on Jesus' back. Y'all don't laugh at me. I need to be close to him. This is not a game anymore, people of God. Time is seriously winding down. Ask yourself, when was the last time you spent time with just you and God? I'll wait. I would like to know. When was the last time? It's okay. I talk to him during the day, during nighttime, in the middle of the night. He wakes me up at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. I instantly go into prayer because that's our time. And I'm going to honor that time with just him and I. Not him and I, an apostle. Not him and I, my kids. Not him and I, someone else. That's just him and I time. Me and God. Talking. Just the way I am. You don't have to speak in tongues. You don't have to know all 6 books of the Bible. But I'm telling you, start reading a couple of scriptures a day. You have the app on your phone. Listen to it. if you're not a big reader. Some people are not. But just try him. I'm telling you, you'll see the difference. The enemy's going to attack. Yep, not going to say he's not going to attack you. Because listen here, the attack is real. But now you'll have the equipment that you need to be prepared for when he try to sneak up on you. No, not today, homie. This not what you want today. Go try somebody else because this one here is loaded and ready for you. See, the disciples wasn't able to pray out the demon because they wasn't ready. Their faith was so small that they didn't believe they could do it. They questioned themselves. When they seen all the signs and wonders and everything that Jesus did, they still questioned who they were. So, no, they wasn't able to pull the possessed demon out of the boy. They wasn't ready. They played like they was ready. They looked like they was ready, but inside their heart, they truly wasn't ready. And see, that upset, not just upset Jesus, and I'm just giving my example, not just upset Jesus, but that hurt his feelings. If I taught you the things to do, I showed you the things to do, and I guide you to help you to do the things that I told you to do, and you still didn't get it? That's like when a baby walks. The baby is walking. He's going to fall down. She's going to fall down. The baby's going to get back up. You're going to say, come on, baby. Come on, baby. The baby's going to fall down. The baby's going to get back up. Come on, baby. I got you. Jesus is saying the same thing. Come on, baby. Come on, baby. I got you. You fall down. Come on, baby. Get back up. I got you. I will never leave you nor forsake you. Come on, baby. My word does not return to you void. Come on, baby. I'm right here. Come on, baby. I'm right here. Are you going to listen to him? Are you going to listen to the voice? Now, you must know the voice of the Lord. That's another thing, because the enemy is crafty. You must know his voice. Now, as you surrender your life to Christ, the devil's going to send out the imps. He's going to send out his team, his homies, his homies and stuff to make sure you get knocked off track. Be mindful of those new friends. And, oh, don't get it twisted. There's some of the old ones, too, that is jealous of where you are. Even though you're trying to live right and do right, you still have some jealousy around. You still have some Judases in the camp. And what's hilarious is that Cat Williams said you must have at least 4 haters on your team. Ha! You got probably about 5 or 6 Judases around. You just don't want to admit who they are. Oh, but I'm here to tell you, pay attention. Pay attention to the way they walk and the way they talk. Pay attention. And they reveal themselves to you once you ask God to show you. Trust me, he will show you, but will you believe him when he show you? That's the question. We all don't want to believe when God shows us something. We're like, no, they not like that. Let me give them another chance. No, homeboy, that's who they are. They took their mask off. They couldn't keep their mask on for long. Nah, and it's okay. Hold your head up. God will connect you with people that will still push you where you need to be. He will connect you and put you in a different circle that will know who you are and help you get where you need to be. It's birthing time. Midwives are ready and waiting. Y'all so scared to birth out with God in you because you're so worried about what they're going to think about you. Yeah, I said you are. So what? Don't you love him? Are you ashamed of him? You can't be ashamed of God because he's not ashamed of you. Again, remember, heaven is enlarging daily. It's been hot as heck in Texas, up to 110 degrees. What do you think hell is like? No air conditioner fan can cool you off. No ice, no icy or cold shower can cool you off. You still going to be hot. And, honey, I'm here to tell you, it's not for me. I don't do heat. So I must live right. I must live what I'm preaching. I must walk what I'm talking. I'm going to say what I mean and mean what I say. Again, I'm breaking generation curses in my family. All I can do is help you and guide you if you choose to do the same. Now, God is not forceful. He's not going to force himself on you. He's standing there with open arms saying, come on, baby, I'm waiting on you. I'm right here. I'm knocking. Are you going to let me in? I'm not going to kick the door down if you don't want me, but I'm right here. Again, he will never leave you nor forsake you. He's right there waiting on you to surrender to him. It's just that easy. Here I am, Lord. I tried it my way. It didn't work. I've been driving in circles. I've been riding the fence. I know who you are. I just choose to do something else. But I'm ready to surrender my life. You can be 50, 60 and surrender your life to God. He still loves you. Now, once you surrender your life, welcome to the right team, because we all been on the wrong team before. Now, welcome. Now, let me tell you the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. The enemy's finna really attack you now. Yeah, he's finna attack you now because you turned away from him. Yeah, he's upset, but I'm here to tell you. Let me give you three keys. Get you a Bible, King James or NIV, get you a Bible. Two, find your church home, whether it's King James, I'm sorry, find your church home, whether it's online or in person. Find you a church home. Still be safe because COVID and the monkeypox are real. You're welcome to join the Abba House International on Sundays at 3 o'clock. At 5709 Eastland Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. Again, the Abba House International with Apostle Douglas and myself are the founders, 5709 Eastland Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. You can reach us on Facebook at the Abba House International or War Gospel Connection. And three, make sure the man or woman of God that you're under is not only walking the word, and preaching the word. This must line up. They can't be preaching and not walking it. Nope, you're in the wrong building. Back up, pull up your GPS, and find another church. Now, if you ever want to connect to any of the speakers that's been that on the show or want to visit their church, please reach out. We would definitely connect you with any one of the speakers that's been on here if you want to go hear them preach or want to be a part of their ministry. It's not all about Abba House on here. It's about kingdom business on a World Gospel Connection. Again, that's what we are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you as much as possible. It's not about I. It's all about him. It's not about you. It's all about him. Building a relationship with you and the Father. Remember those three keys as you surrender your life to Christ to get you a Bible. Whether it's King James or NIV. Two, find your church home. If you go online, ask God to show you which one to watch. Because now remember, the demon spirits can go through, he can travel, and that's through TV, radios, and all. If you go in, still be safe. Mask up if you want to. Sanitize your hands. Use that Lysol. You're still welcome to join us, Abba House, Sundays at 3 at 507. 5709 Eastern Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. You can reach us at 832-519-7646. Send us a text. And remember, whoever you're under, make sure the man or woman of God is walking and talking the same thing. They can tell you to read the Bible all day long, but are they reading it? Ask God to show you where to go, when to go, and how to do it. And I'm here to tell you, he will. He never left you. He's always right there with you. He's carrying you. Let him. Remember, we all go through things. We all have days we like, we're aggravated and full. Of course, if they tell you they're not telling you the truth. Remember, find someone that's praying for you, not praying on you. It's a difference, people of God. It's a huge difference. If you want Blessed Oil, it is still here. It is free. It's not miracle soap, miracle water, or miracle towel that you got to pay $19.95 for to get a blessing. Absolutely not. It is free. If you want it, you can definitely message me at Worldwide Gospel Connection on Facebook and leave me a message, or message me on Abba House on Facebook as well. And let me know if you're in the Houston area. Apostle and I will bring it to you, pray with you, or if you're out of state, it will be mailed to you, still for free. It's still free. We don't charge for oil. No, we do not. I pray over this oil, and you can have it if you need it. Core Gift Against Body Scrubs is still available. You can reach me at 832-816-7997. Text me your order. Men, I made a body scrub for you guys called Ocean Wave, and I'm here to tell you the results are good. Apostles say it is wonderful. And he's not just saying it because he's my husband. It is truly wonderful. But feel free to text me if you want to. We're also doing a fundraiser this Saturday at 5709 Eastland. The barbecue plates are $12, and it comes with a soda. Come out and support the fundraiser. Remember, iron sharpens iron. And this season, that's what we need to do. We're supposed to be supporters to one another. That's what the body of Christ needs to be doing. Remember, the fundraiser is at 5709 Eastland Street, Houston, Texas, 77028. Come out and enjoy some good food, some fellowship, and supporting another church. What's wrong with that? We big on support. Won't you come out and support us as well? It's the Abba House International and Solid Rock Ministries that's doing the fundraiser. Come on out and eat good and fellowship, and let's laugh and talk about the Lord. Laughing is good for the soul. Just because you saved doesn't mean you can't laugh and enjoy a good time. We all saved. Remember, we're always here if you need us. Women's Day Thursday is for women and men. Man Up Monday is for men and women. Remember, if you ever want to connect with any one of the speakers that's been on here, let us know. It's not about us. It's all about the kingdom. I'm honored to have you guys on to listen in. Remember, if you ever need us, you can reach us at 832-519-7646. Don't forget about the fundraiser this Saturday. You can send your orders to 832-816-7997. How many plates you want? They are $12. Delivery is extra, but you're definitely welcome to come to the church and pick it up. Remember, you can text me at 832-816-7997. Your orders for this Saturday for the fundraiser. Also for Core Gift the Gifts. If you want to order, text me what you want to order, and I'll tell you the prices and the cents that I have. Remember, iron sharpens iron. Keep the homeless in prayer. Keep the ones that's incarcerated in prayer. Pray for our children. So much is going on in the world. These babies are back in school. Anoint your children, people of God, before they go out the door, to cover them with their blood, because the enemy is out to kill, steal, and destroy. And he's attacking our children. And it's our job to protect these babies. It's a village, remember. It's our job to protect these babies. And know that apostles are here to encourage, inspire, and uplift you. If you need us, do not hesitate to text the church phone. The number again is 832-519-7646. This is a no judgment zone. We don't care about what you did last night nor this morning. If you need prayer, we will pray. Instantly, wherever, we will pray. We've done it before, and we'll continue to do it till God tells us to stop. We are the budding cod in Christ, but it's Danielle and Kashima in Christ. It's different. We live the hood out. The ones that listen and know me, mind your business. Stay out my lane. yes, God knows who I am and whose I am just like I do. So check yourself before you try to check me, because it's not going to happen. We love you. You're not in this fight by yourself. Remember, after you open your eyes, you put your heaven of salvation on and say, Lord, what do you want me to do today? Not what do I want to do today. Don't forget the fundraiser, 5709 Eastland Street, Houston, Texas, 77028, 10 to 12. Text your order to 832-816-7997. How many plates you want? You want Coke or Sprite? You can pick up, but delivery is extra. Depends on how far you are from the church. You guys keep pushing through. Know that God loves you. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He's always right there with you. Don't worry about what they say. You focus on what he say. You guys have a blessed and phenomenal day.
Bread of life sent down from glory. Many things you were on earth, a holy king, a carpenter. But you are the living word, Savior. Come on. Come on, Houston, you can say it one time with us. Bread sent down from glory. Many things. Come on, somebody say it.
Many things you were on earth. A
whole
king, a carpenter.
You are
the
living ruler.
Awesome ruler.
Gentile redeemer. This is what we like to call you, Jesus, Jesus. That's what we call you, yeah. You were born in a manger, but on a tree you died to save man. The Jesus, Jesus,
Jesus.
That's what we call you. Yourself, right?